Welcome everyone to Uncover Leadership, a podcast about how to become an excellent leader. My goal is to give you some tips and advice to help you in your own journey. They will be based on my learning, research, and my experiences. So let's dive into it. It's the first episode, and today we will talk about change and growth and why they are inseparable. Let me start with a bit of history about myself and about the change that went in my life in my early career. I started as a software developer, and I loved the freedom and creativity that come with that role. And yes, I do believe that developers need to be creative, because writing code isn't just following instructions. It's about solving problems, finding new approaches, and very often thinking outside the box, just to make things work. Over time in that role, I found myself curious about more than my own piece of the puzzle. I wanted to understand the whole architecture, from the devices that we use, through how they transform the data and send the data to the database, and how they were shown later to our customers. I wanted to understand why they use it and how they're going to use it. I become fascinated with not just what we build, but how and why it matters for the company. That shift in mindset opened a whole new world for me. I began to see opportunities beyond my role as a developer. And I realized I wanted to have a broader influence on the technology and how the teams came together to create value. To give you a little bit more perspective, it was a small company in Poland with around 200 people, and the IT department was combined with the engineering that actually created the devices that we wanted to sell for the customers to build a network for them. There were just 5 people. My manager at the time was let go, and I decided to apply for his role. On paper, I was far from the obvious choice. I was young, with no formal leadership experience, but the vice president saw something in me and decided to give me a chance. And suddenly, my change, my new why in my life, and that desire to understand the bigger picture, combined with the whole mindset focus on growth, pushed me into a completely new chapter, and it shifted my life. And I'll be honest, looking back at it now, I was way over my head. On one day, I was writing code, and the next, I was leading a team of 4. No manual, no perfect plan, just me stepping into that first leadership role for the first time. Ready or not, I had to figure it out on my own. Like you see in that first example, change and growth are inseparable partners. Whenever we're talking about the huge company or individuals, true growth requires change. And change can take many forms, from a massive company acquisition to enter new markets, to something as simple as you deciding to listen to a podcast just like this one that will help you grow. Every meaningful change begins with a desired outcome, and that's your vision. You need to get a vision for yourself. That's where the leadership element comes in. As a leader, it's your responsibility to start with why, define clear goal, and then gather the resources to achieve it. Only then we can tell that the true transformation begin. If you still need more inspiration, look at the history. The Industrial Revolution transformed societies. Introduction of mechanization and mass production, it changed how people lived and how they worked. 1913, Henry Ford and his assembly line drive down the vehicle cost, and it allowed an average person to own a car. That change reshaped the entire economics and the cultures. Steve Jobs dreamed of making technology accessible personalized and beautiful at the same time. He wanted to give the chance for all of the individuals to take on industrial giants and forever change how we interact with computers and a little bit later with phones. Looking just at the last 10 years, SpaceX and Elon Musk, they took seemingly impossible challenge of making space travel reusable, that make it affordable, and it pushed humanity closer to becoming a multiplanetary species. And if you want more examples, you can just look around. Just recent events, right? From 5 years ago, pandemic, we had to close almost everything. And the small restaurant owners, they shift the approach of how they serve the food with the food delivery. They save their businesses and also allow the new markets to enter the neighborhood. Talking about change, we need to realize that there are some differences for different changes. The changes can be created by huge emotions in people's lives. It's going to be loss of the family member, an accident. You can read about one of examples like that in one of the Simon Sinek books about Rick Alaya and the Hudson Miracle, when he had this near-death experience that changed his life, changed his approach to his leadership. And that change, emotional change, helped him grow his company from around $80 million to a few billion dollars. I want to share with you the change from my family. My father-in-law used to smoke a lot. One day he basically split blood and he truly believed that he has some lung disease. And he blamed himself for smoking cigarettes and he dropped them immediately. And even though he later discovered that it was just moving teeth that caused the bleeding, that moment, that huge emotions with him fearing about his life, that he can, you know, live for a few months because he started reading about all of that, shifted his mind. He's not smoking since. And it's over 15 years, so I truly believe it's gonna stick. On the other spectrum of changes, we have the changes that we need to tend to. It's the changes that we planned, and they're just like our habits. If you wanna change the habit, you need to make sure you pay attention on modifying your behaviors. If you're gonna think about it, the same for the changes in your life. You need to plan about your changes. It sometimes require you to change your habits, sometimes require to change your approach to the different things, change your schedules, open up to new opportunities, but they are worth it because they're gonna help you out to grow and to reach your goals. From all of these examples, you can see that the scale for the change might be different, but the pattern is the same. If you wanna grow, you need to start with a change. And if you want to change, you need to start with the vision. You need to have a vision of what you want to accomplish. If you want to grow your career, you need to change something in your life, in the way that you're working. If you want to change to be more healthy, you might need to cut on candies. Might need to start exercising. That requires probably multiple changes in your life. The truth is, you don't have to be like a historical figures. You don't have to be a Fortune 500 CEO to lead a transformative change. You can start your own initiative, big or small, by first creating your vision, setting up the goals, and then aligning them with the opportunities in front of you. Let me finish this podcast with my why. The reason I decided to start this podcast. I imagine myself being able to help you and others growing by sharing my own experiences, my research, and my observation from all of the years of leading and learning. As a leader, you will never be able to stop learning if you want to be successful. If I can be honest with you, most of what I will be talking about isn't a rocket science. It's not a hidden secret. that will magically unlock your life. Because most of it is just common knowledge, common sense in your life that people don't pay attention to. Because the devil lies in the details. My change did not start yesterday. It actually started a year ago, over a year ago. At the beginning of 2024, I decided to spend the whole year to learn as much as possible about leadership, to be able to look at it from multiple different perspectives that I might not yet identify in my life. I was reading multiple books. I was listening to multiple podcasts to contain that knowledge, to learn as much as possible. With my research, I discovered that only 3% of people on LinkedIn post regularly, which is shocking, and it drove my desire to join that 3%, because I knew that would fuel my why, right? It would fuel my possibility to share my knowledge with others. So I started posting regularly at the beginning of the year. January 1st, I was posting around two to three times a week. Getting to the July, I decided to challenge myself, rise the bar. I wanted to post every day from Monday through Saturday. I wanted to rest on Sunday and gather the ideas for the following week. And that was just a preparation to see if I have enough in me to get this thing going. Because the worst thing is to start something, hopefully encourage you to start listening to me, and that at one point just give up, just leave someone alone in their journey when they counting on you. So that's the whole reason. That's my whole change. The full circle to getting this first episode out. It's not the end. I believe it's just another step in my journey. And I encourage you to join me. And I hope it resonates with you, the desire to grow and change. Like and subscribe. Help the others reach out to me and start their journey to the better future. If you are ready to embrace change and pursue growth, I promise you won't be disappointed. And speaking of the next steps, join me in the next episode where I'll be talking about the single most important element of every great team. Thank you, and to the next time.